Rise of the Griffin, Book 4 in the Bellador series, by Sherilyn Kenyon and Diana Love, narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. Dependable intel made the difference between walking away from a dangerous situation alive or not. Evol Kincaid stared down the rocky slope in the North Georgia mountains at bad intel. She dug up one slim lead in 48 hours of racing to find Tristan. He was an alterant, like her. Similar powers and the same glowing green eyes, except he hadn't been gifted with her natural night vision, an ability she'd needed to hike up this mountain in the middle of the night. Disgusted, she muttered, "That's no coven meeting."
"No,"
Storm agreed. He squatted next to her, his breath puffing white clouds against the chilly October air. "Looks more like a midnight festival for all things strange and dangerous." Coal-black hair grazed his shoulders and blended into his black leather jacket. Soft hair Evol loved caressing. The coppery skin and sharp angles of Storm's cheekbones had been handed down through a mix of Ashaninka and Navajo genes, as had his skinwalker ability to shift into a deadly black jaguar. That meant he also had preternatural night vision and saw just fine in the dark. Evol leaned forward where they hunkered down behind an outcropping of boulders and searched the area 100 yards away where moonlight cascaded across a valley. At least 20 people, mostly non-humans, had gathered, and more were coming. "You see any female in that bunch that might be a witch?" Storm shook his head. "Only male human form so far."